know, the people you never see. You always see their houses, but you never see the people. They got some incredible houses over there.
You know, I think I would get sick.
It's great to look at, but I wouldn't want to live there. It's almost like putting up a sign. Here I am.
Yeah. This is true.
Me.
Yeah. This is true. And you constantly have to be on your guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, what kinds of buildings house several or many families?
A building? Well, apartment houses.
Mm-hmm.
You have some duplexes. not high rise. Condominiums.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to be the trend now.
Okay. When you meant apartment buildings, do you see a distinguish between something that would be called an apartment building and something that might be called a tenement?
Okay, when I say an apartment building, I visualize something, you know, big that accommodate maybe about from 50 to maybe 200 or 300, you know,
mm-hmm.
families. And when you say tenant, I visualize it as something being smaller than, you know, than
uh-huh.
that. And I could be wrong like this, but this is the way, you know, I visualize it.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard something called a row house?
A row house?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. What might you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of the building?
The whole level?
It takes up the whole level of the building. I don't know, but I'd like to live there.
No, you got that one on me. Do you know the name for it?
Well, would you ever call it a flat, or have you ever heard anybody call it a flat? Probably up in New York they might call it that. Possibly.
That's right. Call it a flat.
Apartment flat. Because I've known, if this is the same thing, I have known families who just rent out a complete flat.
Mm-hmm.
If this is what, you know, referred to. And someone just take that whole, you know.
The whole floor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, mm-hmm. Did you see those in New York when you were up there for a year or so, or when you lived up there?
No, I didn't see them, but I ran across some of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What might you call the guy that does all the repair work and the maintenance stuff?
Some people call him a handyman. Some people call him a repairman.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's someone specific that has to be done, you know, I guess it would call someone who specializes in that particular area,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like a plumber or carpenter, you know, things of that nature.
Okay. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard and a garden?
Well, you need a lawnmower. You need an edger, you need a clipper, you need a weed killer, you need, I'm just visualizing what I need when
yeah.
I do. Because when I get that girl in my yard, I grab everything out. You need a heavy duty broom. I said trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
A rake.
Okay.
There's two kinds of rakes.
Okay. Go ahead. What
one of them is a lawn rake. That's where the leg things. The teeth are very flexible, you know. Has the
okay.
shape like an umbrella.
Uh-huh.
And the other one I normally use if I want